Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio at the Venice Film Festival at the Giornata degli Autori, and I'm Angela Cerbi, and I'm here with Petra Kammer-Rivert, Chairwoman of the Committee on Culture and Education of the European Community. Good morning.
Good morning.
Your presence here is dedicated today at the Lux Prize, and which we all know what it is, and I'm curious to talk about you, about its importance also in the verge of the new problems that culture is facing throughout Europe in these unfortunate days.
Yeah, I think the Lux films can play a very important role in the European Union, especially to show the cultural diversity and to give the opportunity to all people in all over Europe to see European films, because the three best films in the competition are undertitled in 23 languages, and therefore there is a possibility that they can be shown in every member state, and everyone in the member states can see them and can understand them, because we know that it's very difficult, especially for small countries like Bulgaria or Finland or whatever, that they make a film which is shown in Italy or in Germany or in France. And therefore, the Lux Film Prize is give the big opportunity to show these films in all countries and show that other countries have probably the same problems like own country, and show also the cultural diversity, but also can show that in other member states there are also good possibilities to solve these problems, and perhaps they make it in another way as in their own country, but it's also a possibility, and therefore I think it can help.
The Lux Prize is not only a prize, but also a series of events throughout the whole year around Europe. Which are the main ones?
Yeah, the one thing is what I mentioned before, but the other thing is the event with the 28 young cineastic people which have the possibility to be, I think, for 1 week here in Venice and to see a lot of films and have a jury and choose the best film they have seen. And I think it's also a kind of better understanding in the European Union to bring young cineasts together. And we know that a lot of them meet after the meetings here for long years, especially you. Mm-hmm. You was one of the participants, I think, some times ago. And now you're also working on it and to show the Lux Prizes. And I think this is wonderful. And the discussion I heard are very, very good.
Yeah, you are building up a new generation of film critics, and this helps to give Europe a wider understanding of all the different societies. My last question is this: you are the chairwoman of the Committee of Culture and Education, which is a very important and demanding job, I believe, and so you have the best overlook view on what's happening cultural-wise around Europe.
Yeah.
What do you think is the best policy or the future policies that can be done in order to overcome the problems that culture has in Europe now? Because, you know, as you know, every time there is a crisis, either political or financial, culture is the first one to fall.
Yeah.
We know that. Which is really bad, because normally culture is the strongest mean we have to make everybody brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
So
yeah, this question is not easy to answer.
I know that.
But I think we have some small mosaic stones we can do. We have the big program Creative Europe in the European Union, which is not funded enough. This is true, and we have to fight for better funding. But with this program, we can bring together all the cultures and all the culture makers in the European Union, in networks, and to finance festivals, and to show better in which way culture in every single kind of theater or music or whatever can help to bring people together and to understand that the cultural heritage of the European Union is one of the biggest things we have to serve. Also to understand the past and to create the future.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you to Petra Kamerevert, the chairman of the Committee on Culture and Education. Sorry for my pronunciation, but I did my best.
No problem.
Thank you very much.
My bad English, so.
Well, no, it was good. It was okay. Good. So it's Angela Cherby for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.